Hillary Clinton summed up her crushing loss to Donald Trump today, saying, "This is painful, and it will be for a long time." As for the new president-elect, he stayed out of sight after claiming victory in the wee hours. That left the national stage today to Clinton for perhaps one last time.
The sting of their shocking loss was visible on the faces of Clinton supporters and staffers in New York this morning as she conceded defeat.
Last night, I congratulated Donald Trump and offered to work with him on behalf of our country. I hope that he will be a successful president for all Americans. We have seen that our nation is more deeply divided than we thought. But I still believe in America. And I always will. And if you do, then we must accept this result and then look to the future. Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead.
The concession came hours after Trump was declared the winner, with more than the 270 electoral votes needed for election, though Clinton led late today in the popular vote. She urged supporters, especially young people and women, not to lose heart.
I've had successes and I've had setbacks, sometimes really painful ones. Many of you are at the beginning of your professional, public, and political careers. You will have successes and setbacks too. This loss hurts, but please never stop believing that fighting for what's right is worth it. I know we have still not shattered that highest and hardest glass ceiling, but someday someone will, and hopefully sooner than we might think right now.
Roughly 9 hours earlier, President-elect Trump had declared victory, applauding his opponent and calling for national unity.
Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time, and we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. I mean that very sincerely. Now it's time for America to bind the wounds of division, have to get together. To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together as one united people.
Trump also reprised some of the themes of his campaign, hinting at potential priorities for his coming administration.
I've spent my entire life in business looking at the untapped potential in projects and in people all over the world. That is now what I want to do for our country. The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer.
President Obama had gone all out to make Clinton his successor. But with the question decided, he announced he will meet with Trump tomorrow.
The presidency and the vice presidency is bigger than any of us. So I have instructed my team to follow the example that President Bush's team set 8 years ago and work as hard as we can to make sure that this is a successful transition for the president-elect. Because we are now all rooting for his success in uniting and leading the country.
Like Clinton, Mr. Obama had argued Trump was unfit for the White House. Today, he urged Americans to accept the result.
We try really hard to persuade people that we're right. And then people vote. And then if we lose, we learn from our mistakes, we do some reflection. We lick our wounds, we brush ourselves off, we get back in the arena, we go at it, we try even harder the next time.
The election outcome brought out strong feelings from both sides overnight outside Trump Tower in New York.
We've had 8 years of a liberal person telling us that, you know, middle America was nothing. And tonight they came out and they said, you know what, we are America.
and in Washington, outside the White House itself.
As a gay, black, and Latino man, I'm scared. It sucks. This is not the way that I envisioned America in 2016 to be at all.
But Republican leaders in Congress who kept their distance from Trump embraced the result today.
Look at what a unified Republican government can get you.
In Wisconsin, House Speaker Paul Ryan lauded the ongoing Republican majorities in Congress and put supporters of President Obama's health care law on notice.
This health care law is collapsing under its own weight. And so to your specific question about repealing and replacing Obamacare, problem is President Obama vetoed it. Now we have President Trump coming who is asking us to do this. So with unified Republican government, we can fix this. We can fix these problems.
The Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, was also out today after having little to say about Trump during the campaign.
Well, I know he's really happy. We still have a Republican majority, and we look forward to working with him. I think most of the things that he's likely to advocate, we're going to be enthusiastically for.
Now the president-elect has 73 days to work on his agenda in Congress and his transition before he takes office on January 20th.